gifts can be slung with a dear one sleigh on one run.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Yule.
Jesse tuning here to CJSF 90.1 FM. That was more of the Angry Snowmans off their Snow Means Snow EP, the latest offering from 2019. Now, like I was telling you before, the only thing that you should be doing with your weekend is this Saturday going out to the third annual Punksmas Sock Drive at Red Gate Art Society. Once again, you can see the Fomites, you can see the return of Pilsnar, you can see Mean Bikini, Shame Banger all the way from Seattle, and Nuh-uh from Victoria. There's a local business raffle, and there's the return of the Punk Rock Thrift Store. Thrift Store starts at 7:30. You can buy all your new and used punk rock apparel and accessories. All of the proceeds go directly to help buy socks and provide other essentials to those in need across the Lower Mainland. Good things happening by good people. That is the reason for the season, my friends. Now, we got about 20 minutes left in the show. So what we need to do, you got it. You know what we need to do. We just got to go back, way, way back, all the way back to 2009. The Angry Snowmans released their very first self-titled album, Angry Snowmans. You guys ready? Let's go. Rad Radio.
to the North Pole.
Here, the ghost of Marley did appear. He only had one thing to say.
has passed. It seems the good times couldn't last. Next Christmas now is coming in. He shows me Cratchit and Crippled Tim. Christmas future really stole the show. Showing me the lonely way I'll go. Die by myself, nobody cares. No sympathy from anywhere. It's not too late, no time to lose. On the chance Ebenezer Scrooge. On the chance Ebenezer Scrooge. Ebenezer, Uber Alice. Ebenezer, Uber Alice. Uber Alice. Ebenezer. presents and candy and singing. The ice room with bright candles where the family played. The roof puts in the trees up to the rafters. He needs to get a chair to put the star on top. It's what Richie had to do. Cause Richard hung his sock, Richard hung his sock from the chimney just the other day. Jesus' birthday. And candy and singing. Twinkle lights dance right between his eyes. What a swing in time. Swirling blue, green, gold. So beautiful, he cried. Hang it up, Santa's on his way. Fuzzy Santa hat. Everybody laughs. Gifts and lots of food.
Rad Radio CJSF 90.1 FM. I've been your host, Johnny Bones. Thank you guys for hanging out for me. Now, just to let you know, if you didn't realize what we listen to all year and every year for our Christmas spectacular is the one, the only Angry Snowman's out of Victoria. Bring you the best in classic punk rock with a little horror day twist. As I was saying before in the last break, and every break this entire episode, the only thing worth your time doing this Saturday night down at Redgate Art Society is the third annual Punksmas Sock Drive. Featuring Mean Bikini, Shane Banger all the way from Seattle, Pilsnar, yes, that's right, they've got back for one last show. It is a Christmas miracle. The Fomites, the hardest working band in town that I heard just slayed the stage at the Rickshaw Theater opening up for that infamous CKY. And none other than Nuh-uh, all the way from Victoria. Tickets are $20 at the door. There's the Punk Rock Thrift Store happening at 7:30. Band start at 9. Every single dollar that goes in that day goes directly to buy socks and supplies for those in need across the Lower Mainland. So go out, get in the season, do what you can, and take care of each other. Because that's what it's all about, right? Okay. I'll see you guys next week. And Happy New Year. We'll be right back.
This is Bird Note. Some birds are much more efficient flyers than others. They get more power out of each flap of the wing. Birds that capture their food with their beaks while in flight are the best flyers of all. But there's a trade-off. Feet have many uses, but for a flying bird, they're a drag, literally. So birds that pursue prey on the wing have evolved weaker feet than other birds. Just like with airplanes and rockets, reducing the weight of anything not needed for propulsion increases flight efficiency. Both swallows, which snatch flying insects out of the air, and hummingbirds, which catch their prey and gather nectar in flight, have weak feet. They can perch, but they can't walk. And swifts, the birds most highly adapted for flight, have such weak feet that they can't even perch. They can only hang by their long claws or shuffle a few inches. But in return, swifts can fly rapidly and efficiently, and they have great maneuverability. They and their close relatives, those hummingbirds, are the only birds that can fly straight up. That enables the swifts to exit chimneys and cavities in trees where they nest. Now that's an efficient flyer. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Justine Willis-Toms, host of New Dimensions, heard Sundays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM. As you know, we are living in both challenging and exciting times, prompting more people to seek new solutions and to engage life more fully. New Dimensions explores vital topics with some of the world's leading thinkers, from science and religion to politics and medicine. Join me on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and together we'll explore New Dimensions on CJSF 90.1 FM, the station that is diverse, independent, and yours.